We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. In studio now is a woman who is a big advocate of anti-skin cancer, of using mineral-based sunscreen, a lot of stuff that you're going to learn about this morning. Jennifer Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
You're the president of Smart Girls Who Surf, which did you start that here in Laguna?
It started here in Laguna Beach about 6 years ago.
Very cool. We'll talk about some of your products and why they're important, but it's good to have you on now because summer is beginning.
Absolutely.
I think I have to wear sunscreen at like 7:15 in the morning because the sun's like right here.
You do. You got a lot of UV radiation coming through this glass window.
I really do. I'm glad you're here because I've thought that and now I have an expert's proof
exactly
that I need sunscreen. So what is like the main thing people should keep in mind as we kind of end May and go into the summer months in Laguna Beach?
Well, May is so important because May is National Melanoma Awareness Month. And actually what it does is it's trying to bring to light the importance of getting your skin checked. So that means now is the time for you to make an appointment with your dermatologist. Now is the time to go get your skin checked, see if there's anything that looks funny. Your dermatologist will be able to tell you right off the bat. It's really important to do. A lot of people don't do it. It's one of those things that the year goes by and you don't get it done. So now is the time to go do it. We're approaching the summer months, which means obviously UV radiation is going to be much stronger than the winter months. So it's important to make sure that you have a good sunscreen and that you use it on a daily basis.
Okay, so what is a good sunscreen?
A good sunscreen for me would be a mineral-based sunscreen. Now, the difference between a mineral-based and a chemical-based sunscreen are the active ingredients that are used in a sunscreen. Minerals are usually zinc, oxide, titanium dioxide. Most mineral sunscreen companies will use one or the other or a combination of both.
Okay.
Chemical sunscreens are most of the chemical sprays and sunscreens, oils that you can buy at your local drugstore.
All this stuff when you read the back and you have no idea what the hell those words
are. Yeah. Absolutely. And that should be a red flag right there.
Right.
You buy some sort of product, you turn it around, you start looking at the ingredient panel and you can't pronounce one thing on it. Put it back on the shelf.
I know you mentioned that a normal store-bought chemical sunscreen will sting your eyes when it gets wet. And I never realized, I just thought that's something sunscreen does.
No.
You know, you never realize that it has to do with the chemicals. You know what I mean?
That's because you don't know any better.
Right,
most
exactly.
People don't know. And you know what? A lot of the really big skincare companies keep it that way. They like to keep you uninformed. So what you need to do is just educate yourself on a few things. I always tell people, look at the active ingredient panel. So you're going to have an active panel and an inactive panel. The active ingredients is what protects your skin. So look for something that's mineral-based. Look for titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. Those are minerals. When you start reading an inactive panel that says avobenzone and homosalate and oxybenzone, those are all man-made chemicals.
I hate oxybenzone.
I know.
Right.
None of them are good. And right now, there's only three active ingredients that will actually protect you from UVA rays. Mm-hmm. UVA are the cancer-causing rays. And that is avobenzone, which is a chemical. And then the other two active ingredients are zinc oxide and titanium dioxide.
So not only is it better for you, it also protects you better from the sun,
yes,
mineral-based sunscreen?
It does.
Okay.
Most sunscreens on the market today only protect you from UVB. So UVB is a shorter range ultraviolet light, and that's what causes the burn. UVA is what does the damage. That's the cancer-causing rays and also promotes aging.
Let's talk about tanning. And because I believe, and many people are probably under the impression, that burns turn into tans, which I've heard is not true at all.
It's not true at all.
Okay, so what, and then there's people who wear very, very small amounts of sunscreen or really low SPF in order to get a tan.
Yes.
So what? Tell us how to actually do it.
So sunscreen manufacturers are still actually producing SPF 4s, SPF 8s, and SPF 15. Now, the FDA recently has finally passed their mandate on what sunscreen companies can use to market their products. So the whole SPF 100 has gone out the window. Now it's SPF 50 or lower. Mm-hmm. If you're anything below an SPF 15, you actually have to write on the back of your panel that UV radiation may cause cancer. So that's telling you right there that that product is not going to protect you.
Interesting.
So I'm a huge advocate for anything between SPF 30 or 50.
Okay. Even if you're trying to get a tan.
You're always going to get color. Even
okay.
if you use an SPF 30, you are going to get some sort of color out in the sun. Now, tanning, we in our society, unfortunately, people think tanning is a sign of health. You feel good. You've got a tan. It's summer. I'm looking hot. when you have a tan or a sunburn, you've damaged your skin. You've damaged that epidermis. That's all it means.
So are you anti getting a tan?
I'm anti-tanning and the tanning booths.
Okay.
I think you're going to get color. I have two kids here in Laguna Beach. We spend our summers down at the beach.
Sure.
So I sit under umbrella. I put sunscreen on. I put sunscreen on my kids. We have, I don't know how many rash guards in our car and in our beach bags.
Right.
You can only do so much. So you just need to be smart about how much time you spend on the beach, how much time you're in direct sunlight. Take an umbrella, wear a hat.
We're getting into the summer, which is why it's so important to have Jennifer Taylor on the air with us right now. She's the president of Smart Girls Who Surf. She is not a doctor or a scientist, but knows more about sunscreen and skin than I think anybody on the planet. Thank you for opening mine and a lot of people's eyes this morning.
Absolutely.
I know it's your favorite thing to do.
It is my favorite thing to talk about. I could talk about this all day long.
I think the story of how you indeed started this business and how you came to realize that chemical-based sunscreens are bad, of just being a protective mother, is kind of cool. You're just on the beach all the
time. Totally. We're on the beach all the time. That's one of the things about living in Southern California and living in any sunshine state. You spend so much time out in the sun, you've got to be aware as to what's going on with your body.
Right.
And when all that UV radiation hitting your body 5-6 hours a day on the beach, can't be good.
And we talked about how indeed dangerous melanoma especially is, the highest form of skin cancer. Bob Marley died from it.
Bob Marley died
idea.
Of melanoma, and it's so hard for people to wrap their heads around that.
Right.
And what happened is it went from an unchecked mole on his foot. So, you know, people tend to think that the darker skin you are, the less chance you have of developing skin cancer.
Right.
And that's a huge myth. So what happens is by the time those people actually go to get their skin checked or they get sick, they could be at stage 3, stage 4 melanoma.
Wow.
And the mortality rate for that is pretty low.
And you gave me this this handy card here, the Smart Girls Who Surf card, that you can indeed measure a mole with.
Exactly.
Which is kind of gross, but important.
It is gross. And you know what? Melanoma is not a sexy subject. No one really wants to talk about
right.
it. But that's why they've made May National Melanoma Awareness Month.
Sure.
So it's called, the little card on the back is the A, B, C, D, and E's of melanoma awareness. So what they try and do is they're trying to make it catchy. So you'll actually stop and think about it.
Right.
So A is for a symmetry. So you need to look at the mole and look at the halves and see if everything matches up.
Okay.
B is border. If there's a jagged border, then something's wrong.
Okay.
C is for color. D, diameter. And E is evolution. Watch the mole. If you get home and all of a sudden you see something on your shoulder or your chest,
right.
you need to watch it. If it looks okay now, it could develop into something later.
You are able to sort of self-diagnose this, but I imagine it's still very important to go get it checked out regardless.
It is, because some things, you could see something on you and you could freak out about it and go in and see your dermatologist and your dermatologist will say it's nothing.
Right, or maybe the other way around.
Or the other way around. You'll think it's nothing and the dermatologist will be like, hey, we need to cut that off.
Right. I had a question when we were speaking last time. What exactly is SPF?
SPF is a sun protection factor. Now, that was developed a long time ago. You got to remember, a lot of these ratings and a lot of verbiage that comes with sunscreen
right.
is old.
Okay.
So SPF is a sun protection factor that basically measures the amount of time you could stay unprotected in the sun. Now, SPF was introduced. The only thing SPF does is it measures UVB rays. So again, that's why the FDA had to go in and implement this new mandate, because most sunscreens only offer you protection against the burn ray,
right.
nothing against UVA.
So why in the first place, and I guess this is a little bit about the history of sunscreen, did they think they needed to make different levels of protection? Why isn't all sunscreen just the same protection of the sun?
Well, because people wanted to get tan.
So that's all it is?
That's all it is.
Okay. And then you have various levels of SPF on your mineral-based sunscreen?
No. We're an SPF 30 product.
There you go. So you are
I don't believe in
that.
Anything less than SPF 30.
Right.
It's like, why bother?
Okay. So that makes sense. So you say,
right.
screw the whole tan myth
and phenomenon.
And
honestly, an SPF 30, the difference between an SPF 30 and an SPF 50 is about 5 minutes in the sun.
Okay.
So again, for the average consumer, you just need to educate yourself on the verbiage and the marketing of sunscreen companies. So you really need to think about, okay, what level do I need for protection? How long am I going to be out in the sun? How am I going to use the product? I tell people, you know, look for a really good SPF 30 product, preferably a mineral-based product. Not only is it better for you, but it's better for our environment.
Right.
You got to think about all the chemicals that people are putting on themselves and then going into our oceans. That's all washing off. It's having to
That's
go somewhere.
I never even thought about that either. Okay, Jennifer Taylor is the president of Smart Girls Who Surf. where can we find your sunscreen?
My sunscreen is sold in most Whole Food markets and Mother's Markets in Southern California.
Are you in the local one?
Yes, we are. Okay, we're in the local one, and we're also in Marilee's Swimwear right here on the Pacific, on PCH.
Cool.
Bubbles, Laguna Drug, and Girl in the Curl in Dana Point.
And I imagine if a local surf shop or something would like to feature your product, they can.
Absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can contact me at our office. We're located on 3rd Street. They can contact me via email. My email is jennifer@smartgirlswhosurf.com.
Well, it's so cool to have a local sunscreen maker here. I mean, are there any other local Laguna Beach sunscreen?
No, there are a few in San Clemente.
Okay. You might be the only Laguna one.
I might be the only Laguna one, as far as I know.
Yeah, which is really cool.
That's what
we love here at the radio station, is featuring stuff that is so wholeheartedly Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
So thank you for taking the time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for educating us. And Smart Girls Who Surf or any mineral-based sunscreen, but we'd love if you use Jennifer's product.
And get your skin checked.
Yeah. And get your skin checked and just have a safe Melanoma Awareness Month and an equally safe summer. Thank you very much. We'll podcast this online later. If you missed it, we will play our Mom a Day winner coming up in a little bit. It's 8:15 on KX 93.5.